Hi, I'm Lexi.
Welcome to our podcast. I'm here with
Lily,
Zoe,
and Casey.
We are going to talk about social media and the effects it has on young people's daily lives.
Social media has some advantages but also disadvantages, including bullying, making people feel trapped, getting an addiction to the internet and others.
Pew Research Center surveyed social media usage and popularity early in 2019. The survey found that while the most used social platforms for adults are YouTube and Facebook, teens prefer Snapchat and Instagram, while TikTok is reportedly the fastest growing social network among younger users.
Why is social media good? Social media and technology offer us greater convenience staying connected with family and friends worldwide via socials such as Facebook and Instagram. Quick access to information is also at our fingertips, such as online learning and job skills.
However, on social media, there is cyberbullying, which is a huge negative. People who bully don't know what others have been through, and you can never know how people are feeling.
Cyberbullying, in my opinion, is one of the worst types of bullying because they feel trapped and most of the time they don't tell anyone.
We have Mrs. Simister here with us and we would like to ask her a couple of questions.
Do you think social media has an impact on kids' mental health?
Definitely. When children are using social media, there's no escape from it. So if you've had a fallout with a friend, in my day, you used to be able to turn your computer off and stop messaging them, put the phone down, and that was done. You had a bit of a break from it. But nowadays, it's constantly in your pocket. So I definitely think it does have an impact on mental health, and the fact that you can't get that respite and that sort of self-care of taking you away from the situation. I think these days there's a lot of sort of reality checks that need to happen with social media. What you're seeing isn't always real. You see, especially body images, things like that. All the girls, look pretty and perfect, and that's not real. That's photoshopped. That's, things like that. And you don't often get to see real bodies on there. So I do think it can be really damaging to mental health.
What is your opinion on social media?
I think it has its pros and its cons. I think it's good in a way. I have family that live abroad that I use social media to keep, catch up with and share photos and things like that. Things like TikTok are really useful if you're trying to learn a new skill. But I do think I don't think it is managed well enough to stop the dangerous stuff being on there. It's too accessible. You can go down the rabbit hole and find some things that normally you wouldn't be searching for.
What does the school do to support students who have been affected by cyberbullying?
So cyberbullying is something that's really difficult because if someone has been a victim of cyberbullying, it is a police issue over a school issue. However, we do still do our check-ins with students. We do keep an eye on students, especially if both parties are in school. Keep an eye to see if it's going to sort of leak into school a little bit with other people. So we definitely still do our pastoral check-ins. You guys all know the pastoral team really well. And we direct other pupils to us as well. But it is unfortunately, it's a police matter rather than a school matter. But we still do like to keep an eye on you guys.
Okay, thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
Thank you for tuning in to our podcast. We hope you have a good week and stay safe.
Bye. Bye.